This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Song or newsy? Which one? Go, 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 go. Which one?
Song. We got a lot of love on the song.
I feel like it's the same person.
News. News.
No. Aaron.
No.
News.
Our only real hope is to decide
this
is news or no.
Aaron, we're not going to be able to do this if you don't sing along. Okay? So from now on. Hey, speaking of that. No, we don't. I don't want to bring that up right now.
Speaking of sing-alongs?
Well, we did theme songs for Hacked Off.
And he hasn't been angry.
And he hasn't been angry.
You did win. Congratulations.
I did win?
You did win.
I just wanted you to say it out loud.
I'm okay with that.
I can get angry.
Good evening.
Sorry. Oh.
It has been announced.
You have to do the good evening again.
Oh, sorry. Good evening.
There we go.
Freakier Friday comes out on August 8th, 2025.
Ooh.
And it does have Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis. And I'm very excited for it. Lindsay's doing great.
I believe the way news or nope works is I say whether I think it's news or nope, and then we either continue the story or don't. This, to me, there's not a story that's more nope on the face of planet Earth than what you're talking
there's
about.
There's also The Princess Diaries 3, which is in production, as well as The Devil Wears Prada 2.
Here's what I know. The people who listen to this show probably care about this stupid movie. I never even watched the first Freaky Friday.
Really?
Wait, hold on. When you say the first, because...
It's been done 1,000 times, which was, I didn't watch the Lindsay Lohan one.
Okay.
I think there was one before that.
Yes.
I think
that came out in 2003.
Yeah, I think there were ones even before that, though. Was there like a...
Oh, yeah.
Was there one with Jennifer Garner?
No, that was 13 going on 30.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. They still swap.
No, she doesn't swap with anyone. She becomes 30, flirty, and thriving.
So it's like Big.
I don't know what that is.
Oh my God. Big is a movie with Tom Hanks where he's a kid and he wishes he was big and then all of a sudden he's Tom Hanks.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. It's similar. Good evening. The Halloween season is upon us, so I don't know everyone's getting their costumes ready. Are you getting your costumes ready for your pets, though? I have the most popular pet costumes by state, including Colorado's.
Ew.
And all you have to say is news.
News. I hate this. Unless your dog, have you seen the video? I'm sure you guys are internet trolls enough. There's a video where the golden retriever walks up to her and like brings her the butterfly wings.
Oh, yes.
And then the dog just goes and stares in the mirror at its beautiful wings.
It's so cute.
And you're like, that dog wants a costume on.
Yeah.
He demonstrably shows, he's like, here are these wings, please put these on my back. And then he goes and looks in the mirror. The bulk of the rest of dogs look effing miserable wearing a costume.
But that's kind of what makes them cute.
That's not, okay.
Well, across all 50 states, cow is the most popular.
Interesting.
You dress your animal up as another animal?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of funny.
Do you know what I love is when they just dress their front paws up as something? You know,
like the UPS delivery man?
Yes, or like Chucky.
Yeah.
With a weird
little
knife. And so like their legs are like the Chucky overalls and then they have a little arm up with a knife.
I've seen the football player where they run with the little...
Because when they run, it looks like a football player running. You're like, oh my God, that's so cool. Or have you seen the videos of Batcat?
No.
It's just like a cat sitting. Some guy just keeps shooting video of his cat like looking out a window and it's like, meow, 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 meow. And then he walks up and goes... And puts like the Batman headpiece, and it's like meow, 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 meow. It's so funny. Sorry, keep going.
Yeah, so cow's the most popular costume for pets. Cowboy is second, and pig is third. But none of those are the most popular in Colorado. Coloradans are dressing their pets.
I'm gonna guess. Hold on.
Okay.
Dinosaur.
No.
A Chipotle burrito.
No, hold on. What did I just see? I just saw one that's really good. I give me. They're dressing him as me.
Yes.
Slacker is the best. You're making your dog incredibly handsome. What is it?
In Colorado, it is Pumpkin.
Oh, that's cute.
There you go. That's news.
Okay.
Back to you.
Good evening. This is more so just like a fun fact because I really need to do some research on it.
Okay.
Apparently, you're born with 300 bones, but when you get to be an adult, you only have 206. Where did the others go?
That's not true.
I don't know.
I don't
think
that's true.
This is not very newsy.
Don't they fuse?
Huh?
Don't they just fuse?
Your head fuses.
But do they count as separate? Because like you're born without kneecaps.
That's not true.
It is true.
Shut your mouth. You are not born without kneecaps.
Find a newborn.
Google it.
Find a baby.
It's just buried under fat. But your kneecap doesn't grow.
If there's one thing I learned from Steve's long tenure on the show, is that babies are all cartilage.
Yeah.
So, there you go. Oh, Steve. No. Will you Google it? You're sitting there in front of a Googler. There's no way babies are born without...
Are babies born without kneecaps?
We're still waiting for the search results to come in.
Okay, just...
No, babies are not born without kneecaps, yeah. But they are made out of cartilage.
No,
instead of
they're
bone.
Not.
No,
okay.
That's literally what it says.
It does not say
it
that.
It does say that.
It does not say they're
it
made
says,
out of cartilage.
But they are made out of cartilage instead of bone.
The kneecap is,
yes.
Not the whole baby. Jesus.
Just the kneecap.
Yeah, just...
Oh my God!
This just in.
This show could
babies
not be less.
Bones.
We are so uninformative. Like, what if somebody's out
there
with a newborn
news?
Baby and they genuinely think their baby's all. Okay, sorry. We're done with that whole line
of half news.
Do we have one hard news story before we wrap up the final edition,
yes,
of news?
Good evening.
This
just in, okay. Breaking news, urgent. A new survey needs to be redone because 25% of U.S. drivers improperly use their turn signals. It's got to be way more than that. It's everyone,
yeah.
Right?
How do you improperly use it? The only thing that people do is don't use it.
Which would be improper. You could turn on
the wrong way,
I guess.
Improperly use something if you're not using it.
So is that how, that's how they're getting around it? That most people just...
What would be the other way?
That's what I'm saying. How do you
so
improper?
It has to be
so
included.
You turn on the left signal and go right?
No one does that.
I've seen that before. I have. It's like you got to. It's not just use the turn signal. You got to use it correctly. It's not just like I turned it on.
When do you think you turn it on? That's the thing that drives.
You're
me
supposed
nuts.
To turn it on 3 seconds before moving.
Three?
I think so. Is it not five or
three seconds before what?
Before you actually get over.
Oh, really? That's a thing?
I think so. Yeah. There's definitely a limit.
Yeah, I guess I always thought it was a distance, but that you're talking about merging. I thought if you're just actually like turning, it's like 100 yards or so.
Can you Google, are turn signals cartilage?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.